Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Inherit your problems. Hey everyone, our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, is doing another UK tour. We're doing Edinburgh Fringe, London Podcast Festival, some late night shows at the Soho, and a bunch of cities in between. So, if you want to catch us live, even if it's just a demand we do D&D and bring Cass next time, you can grab tickets at sanspantsradio.com/live. But be quick, as a lot of shows are close to selling out.
Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bellotta.
I'm Cass.
And today's topic is red, the color of blood and the moon sometimes.
And fast cars.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be like, and fart.
No, I went to go say, and cars, the fast type, but it just got wrong in my mouth.
What's your favorite thing that's red?
Fast cars.
When I was little,
yeah,
in like primary school, we had our teacher, it was around Valentine's Day, and she was like, what's the color of romance? And I was like, pink! And she turned her card around and was like, nodding like, red.
I just love someone's feeling smug over a child.
Red. Oh, she was asking you the idiot. Whole class. Like,
you absolute fools.
You dumb red. Child. I like that it's a question of really, it's open to interpretation.
There's not actually an answer to that question.
What's the color of romance? Fucking, I don't know, fucking turquoise.
Brown. Like it's any.
It's the color that you believe is associated with romance.
I think the color of romance is kind of like, it's what do you get if you cross pink and red? Do you just get a pinkish red?
Yeah.
Okay, it's that.
Oh, That's the best shade of lipstick. Am I right?
Yeah, holla girl.
Actually, just to clarify, she said, what's the color of love? And I just wanted to say that because it's less weird to ask a five-year-old what the color of love is.
I feel like it's the color of romance.
It's a weird question to ask anyone. Yeah. Like, what context can you be like, hey, what's the color of love?
She was actually, like, she was actually a lovely teacher because
this one terrible memory I have of her.
She taught me a life lesson very young. We were like, you know, in your own paint, you're like going through the colors or whatever. Yeah. Like all the classes huddled around one computer, like, oh my God, a screen.
Whoa.
I'm five and it's 2000 and it was 2000. Or 1999, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, what color should we do? And it was like pink. And one of the boys was like, no, not pink. And she's like, why? And he's like, it's a girl's color. She's like, what makes that a girl color? And no one had an answer for her because, of course, there's not an answer for that. It's not a girl color. But it was like the moment where I'm like, wow, you just can't.
That's just not a thing.
That's not a thing. And I grew up with that knowledge. And I'm like, wow, that shaped me into the person I am today.
I feel like the moment I got taught that lesson is I would have been like, yeah, very young again. I'm like, oh, pink's a girl's color. And my mom's like, Jackson, there are no girl colors or boy colors. And I always felt really smug knowing that when other people did. I wasn't like, well, Mom, way to break down gender norms. I was just like, fuck, I know a secret. Because I remember Ryder being like, oh, I don't want those. It's a girl's color. I like pink something. I'm like, hey, Ryder, guess the fuck what? It's just colors.
I was the adult that taught a child that once.
That's great.
My little cousins, because they would have been about four and the other one would have been about six, and the six-year-old, like, I was doing something, the four-year-old really liked pink, and the six-year-old was trying to be like real cool. She's like, I don't like pink, you know, because I'm just like real cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, colors don't have genders.
That's insane.
And was just like kind of real chill about it. I was like, colors don't have genders, man, don't stress. And I was like, what's your favorite color? And she's like, blue. And I'm like, imagine if someone told you couldn't like blue just because you're a girl. She's like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, man, be chill.
You fucking go
be chill. But I've been always that weird feminist cousin that gets them books on like fucking all these like feminist heroes. My cousin, she turned 11 this year. She got a book that was just titled Bedtime Story for Rebel Girls. And it just had like each page was a different empowering woman throughout history. Mad. And I was like, learn, be smart. Your liberal cousin's gonna get you.
My favorite woman from history is a woman who in like the 1920s nearly became president, or maybe the 1800s. She was like all about, you know, all these great issues, and she got heaps and heaps of the votes, like it was very close. But then it came out that she believed in fairies. The only reason she didn't become president is because she's like, ghosts led me here. Like, that's crazy. And then she never became president. And she faded into history. But I love that woman. What a champion.
That's great.
And especially if she had, I assume, if she had really good ideas. And you're saying that. She had pretty progressive ideas.
Oh, yeah, she was super, for her time, she was incredibly progressive.
And even for now, still super progressive.
She just happened to believe that it was fairies and ghosts that were the ones telling her to become the president.
So close.
What a champion she was. I was also reading about this guy recently who is a philosopher, again, from like the 1920s. He had, like, again, great ideas. His basic philosophy was like, whatever makes the most people happy, that's the right thing to do. But on his death, he got himself stuffed. And now he was part of his will was that they had to wheel him out for meetings. They don't anymore, except for like once every year where they wheel him out and they always write him down as present but not voting. Because he's dead. His head, they tried to mummify but fucked it up.
Oh, is he real gross looking?
Yeah, but he's headless. The stuffed body is headless. That's and they have the head in a little thing and they're like, just, we fucked it. They look occasionally to make sure it hasn't got more fucked. And then they close it, and that's how it exists. That's how great that back in the 20s you could be like, keep my body on display.
Oh, God, yeah. Thanks, I heaps. Still wish to do that as, like, a now person.
Is there, like, a legal reason you can't get yourself stuffed?
Surely. Rude to the taxidermiers. Yeah. They definitely didn't sign up for that.
They absolutely don't want to stuff you.
I do think it's just a social norm. I think... Like, is it desecration of a body, maybe?
If I was, like, make a lamp from me, like, keep me in a corner, and maybe my fly is what you pull to turn me on. And my whole head lights up because there's, an element inside it. That's not a crime happening, surely. Is it desecration? I wanted it.
Yeah, I guess that's true if you wanted it.
But if I was also, like, in my will, piss on my dead body, that I probably can't get put through.
I think there's some things you just can't put in your will. Like, I think legally, you can't just be like, he's a weird, like, treasure hunt you have to go on to get your inheritance. Like, I think legally the lawyer's allowed to just be like, here's your inheritance.
Oh, man.
Well, I know. I'm so sorry you found that out on air, Jack.
My dream has always been to be like, amass a grand wealth as I die. Not as I die, but before I die.
You're having a heart attack. You check your phone. My Bitcoin's through the roof.
Finally. I want to be able to look at my bank account and be so shocked that I die. That's what I'm looking for. But then I've always liked the idea of having like tattooed on the inside of my scalp, like the map, and put that in my will so that my family members have to dig me up to get any treasure, but turns out apparently I can't.
Yeah, I think it's like a law of ludicrous asks. That I don't think is the official name, but I hope it is.
I hope it's because Ludacris, the rapper,
yeah,
he was the one who instated it.
Get back, motherfuckers, you don't know me like that. That's on my running playlist.
Oh, that's good.
Running playlist.
But no, that's such a tragedy that I can't do that. Wow, that kills me.
Well, I'm sure, like, I don't know. If
you can put it in your will. Yeah. The lawyers just don't legally have to enforce it.
Yeah, and I'm sure you and Ryder will do it for each other.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for each other, like, not just for one.
Yeah. We'll both do it somehow for the other.
You're like, there's a rider in your will that's like, you have to take my body with you. Yeah. You need to know what...
I would like to be Weekend at Bernie's, please.
Just for some reason, I don't know if you have a falling out later. Yeah. It's like, you must know the burden you caused me. Carry my body with That's you on this great. Journey.
It's like this amazing journey. Like, I'm imagining up a mountain, but clearly my body is just rotting away. It's right up. Because
you haven't gotten it embalmed.
No one's embalmed me. Yeah.
You get to get a bit Swiss Army man.
I do. Oh, that's such good news. Me and Ryder do have, we've spoken about it, and we want to give, because we've realized that, let me get back to the start. Me and Ryder both really like the idea of having to go on, like, an indie movie journey to spread ashes. But we know that's not happening to us in our lives. You know, we're not going to get that road trip to discover stuff about ourselves and throw our ashes. And, you know, oh man, we've transformed as people. It's just not happening. But we've decided for each other, we've chosen really, really far away locations for the ash spreading that don't really have any significance to us. But just to give each other that journey. I think Ryder's got to spread mine at Everest if I die first, and I have to spread his at Yellowstone. Which is a lot easier because, like, I can just catch a plane and then get a guided tour through Yellowstone. It's a fucking national park. Ryder has to climb the tallest mountain in the world.
Just the idea that you have to, like, fake sneezes as you're throwing out the bits of the air. You're like, hey, can we spread ashes on this tour? The guy's like, nah. You're like, I'm not paying for another entry ticket.
Fuck.
Just throw me out.
Just gonna go take a shit in the woods, so you can't do. There are toilets. Tipping out.
You flush them and you're like, this counts.
Yellowstone. It's very funny. I just realized that Yellowstone, like, you know, Yellowstone is built on a super volcano. Yellowstone is built on a massive volcano that would basically destroy the continental US if it erupted, but it's also due to. That makes my trip a lot harder. If I'm like, fuck, I got the easy one, then on the news it's like Yellowstone erupting. Like, God, how am I going to get in there?
But yeah, well, eventually if the lava flows far enough and then settles, still technically counts.
That's a good point. I'm just going to wait for it to reach me and just chuck the urn in. Gotcha.
Gotcha. Run.
Is it like if I have to spread ashes and I just say I'm going to spread ashes in the sea and I just huck the urn, does that count? I didn't really spread them.
That's not spreading ashes.
Yeah, I think the beauty of it is that you kind of like let the dust fly away.
Yeah, don't just yeet. I'm going to yeet the urn into the ocean. Great. Please, if you, this is just good competition for Ryder. I'm going to put in my will that you have to yeet my urn into the ocean.
You open the urn. This bitch empty. Yeet. Yeet. Someone's like, but where's his body? And Ryder's like, that wasn't part of the what?
Oh my god.
Jason, why did you do this?
Where is his ashes?
Okay, so the ceremony is he scatters your ashes into it, and then he has to say, this bitch empty, and yeet the urn.
Yeet me into the sea. Fuck, there's
if any of us die young, that's a Sans Pants funeral right there.
That's it. That's on the Enterprise, they had a specific way of doing it. We have a specific way of doing it. Yeet it into the sea.
The idea of us all in chorus. This bitch empty.
Yeet.
And then whoever's parents standing there real confused and like, angry.
What is this?
Why were you allowed to? How did you lose this fight?
I like imagining my parents, because my mum would be there being like, that's what she obviously wanted. And my dad being like, that dumb bitch.
I just like the idea of doing that for any sense. Like doing it for Zammit. Zammit doesn't know Vine.
I love saying Vines with us and then Zammit's there because they look up and be like, what? Especially if they're like just weird.
Yeah, yeah. If we're like, it's Wednesday, my dudes. Zammit's always like, what? Why would you do that?
He misses one Vine though.
Which one's that?
Adam.
We all love that one. But Adam.
I remember tweeting that being like, you know, this is us whenever Adam is foolish and tagging Zammit and being like, he gets to see this now.
He gets a vine.
Because he hadn't for ages, but he'd say it with us. And but he was like, I haven't seen that. Yeah, I just know it from you guys.
He's like, but it sounds good to say.
He probably said dickheads.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he would have said you guys. My favorite red is a clown's nose. That was the first thing that came to mind, certainly, is a clown's big red nose.
Plastic or foam?
In my mind, foam.
Yeah, classic
sweaty
nose.
Foam.
Yeah, classic
like
clown's
nose. Like the grease
nose.
Paint from between the clown's, the bridge of his nose. Dripping down into the... imagine it drips down into the red nose that gets so heavy with sweat, it falls onto the ground with a wet thwap like a tomato. That's heaps gross. I'm not a fan. I don't mind clowns, though, you know?
I don't.
I'm not like a clown hater.
I'm a clown hater. They're dead to me.
Clowns break my heart. I feel like every time there's a story about a clown, like, they're intentionally sad and I cry.
What? Can you name the last story?
Sad tears of a clown, Cass. Yeah.
What was the last time you just flipped open the newspaper and it was like, sad clown news?
Like those clowns that were like trying to haunt people a couple years ago?
Not real life clowns. It's Story Clowns. I think the last clown I cried at was American Horror Story Clown.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember that clown.
Which, oh, the one with the weird face?
3 episodes of
season. Yeah. Didn't have, yeah, yeah, that one. Yeah, that season.
That's a sad.
Look, that whole show is a show where I'm like, oh, that's a great premise. I watched the first 2 episodes and I'm like, oh, right, the show's trash.
I love, so like the most recent episode or season, or maybe the season before it, the one was about Roanoke Island or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have read the Wikipedia synopsis of every episode, and I don't know what it's about. Like, I just can't grasp what the spooky thing is.
Shall we watch?
Wait, which one?
It's like...
It was...
Like, Roanoke?
Yeah. Roanoke, yeah. Not Roanoke. Yeah, sorry. Roanoke. I don't... What's the ghost? What's the spook?
It's... I think the ghost...
Is it a curse?
I think it's the moon. The moon.
What?
So I think... What? I think it's like a thing where lots of things have happened over time. So there was this bad thing that happened in the old days. There was a butcher lady.
Sure.
And she haunted the place on this particular moon week that was bad.
Yeah.
Ah, the moon week.
Blood moon. Okay. Red moon. It had a very special name.
But it was about red. Yeah, so we've tied it back in.
Moon. Yeah, we've tied it back in. So this particular moon cycle was when... the haunted lady, the butcher lady could come back and start killing people in this particular house.
Okay.
But that happened for a long time. So she ended up collecting somewhat of an army of people that she'd already killed.
Oh.
But not so much an army. They all feared her, so they just did what she wanted.
Yeah, I was about to say, if a ghost murdered me, I ain't following that ghost into battle.
I'm fighting that ghost.
Yeah, but...
Ghost, fight.
Yeah. And then what had happened was... spoiler alert!
Yeah.
So the show for the first half of the series was this story, and then the second half, like episode 6 or whatever, is behind the scenes all on documentary cam, and it's backstage, not backstage, but it's like behind a documentary about... So it turns out that the first 5 episodes were a TV series, and they're presented as such with the... you know, like ghost stories where you have the real people this happened to me, and then they've got the dramatic reenactment.
I was wondering why that's what they were doing for the first 2 episodes before I switched off.
Yeah, so it's the first half of it is the dramatic reenactment and like the original people, and then the second half is someone documenting trying to get a season 2.
Okay.
And then all the actors were like, oh, yeah, the original people were crazy. And then the original people were like, hey, you weren't there, because they were living in the real house. And like, you weren't there on this moon week. And like, oh, we'll put everyone, including the original, back in the house. But there's all this drama. Someone's left a wife or a husband for one of the actors who played their real
house. God.
It's a whole drama thing.
God, I hate this show.
It's weird because that feels like both the Blair Witch 1 and the Blair Witch 2 in and it. Right? That's really Blair Witchy, isn't it?
I haven't seen Blair Witch. I've seen the Blair Thumb, the parody made with thumbs.
I've seen the Scooby-Doo Cartoon Network promo that's the, like, Scoob Witch Project or something. But, I don't think...
Blair Scoob Project.
It's called something like that.
No, the witch is the noun.
That's true. Damn.
The Scoob Witch. That sounds like a promotional sandwich.
A great promotional sandwich. I want a Scoob Witch. Imagine it being like one of those giant sandwich Shaggy always eats.
Yeah.
God, they look good.
No.
The problem with American Horror Story, and I've only seen, I have seen the first like 4 or so seasons. No, I did always start it and then I would give up, but I did definitely watch all of season 2.
Yeah.
And the one where there was clowns.
Yeah.
And the clown one is stupid because halfway through the season, it's built like the clown's going to be the big bad, and then halfway through the season, they were like, he's a really sad backstory for the clown. Also, he's not around anymore.
Oh, that's so weird.
Like, also, he dies, and now the bad guy is the princey pansy boy.
I just watched, like 4 episodes of Asylum, and it got to the scene where the bad doctor cuts off someone's legs, and I was like, that's just so silly. Like, I'm like, this isn't scary.
You need
like
more scary
they
TV.
They just blew their load like that. Yeah. I'm like, I'm good, whatever.
See, that's why I get into it, because it's like soap opera horror.
Ah, clever.
I don't,
Yeah, what?
I don't find it scary at all, but it's like,
It's still entertaining.
But I want to be spooked. Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone's microphones.
I feel like it's the same thing when you watch a film like Deadpool where it's like comic book violence.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not watching it being like, that wouldn't happen. You're like, cool.
Yeah, it's because the difference between... And I think it super comes down to just the reaction of the person getting hurt.
Yeah.
For me, if in a movie, like someone's leg gets snapped and they do the like, ah, and that's it, whatever. But if somebody's leg gets snapped and they're like crying and screaming, then it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Then I can't deal. It doesn't matter anything else. It's just that the person seems like they're in pain. I'm having a bad time.
I would love to explain the concept of acting to you.
I just don't get it. Why aren't there more spooky TV shows? I would love to watch a TV show that unsettled me, but they're just... I'm trying to think of any that I've ever seen.
No. I also think horror is probably not one of those things that you can draw out.
Yeah, that's true.
Like week by week.
That's true.
Yeah, that would be really tricky to get that right, because you need the build up and suspense.
Yeah,
and if you've got the big bad, because something I find scary is when they don't show the monsters.
Yeah,
a movie I saw relatively recently, it was like, oh, it's a scary film, and they show the monsters right at the start, so it's not scary.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
What film was it?
Is it A Quiet Place?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
I didn't want to spoil it. Spoilers.
Spoilers. This monster's in it.
Spoilers. You go into it thinking you might not see the monster at the start, but you do.
You do. You do. It's just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's scarier when you don't see it. So, but that build up of being like, oh God, what is it? What's going to happen? You can't cut that in the middle.
No.
Yeah.
And that's a weird thing where like every episode needs to do that. If you're doing like a horror TV show, every episode has to have the like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Ah!
Yeah. But,
so I think with American Horror Story, it's more like mysteries, but it's like, it's so dramatic that like there's, it's kind of like that soap opera thing where you've got so many different layers that just come into it. You're like, oh, okay, where are we? What's happening? Yes.
I'm off.
Who's he? Okay, ooh.
Look, that does make it appealing sounding.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, I like it. I have a good time.
Yeah.
X-Files was spooky. But here's the thing about X-Files, because I was like, is X-Files scary? Or is it just watching something that is that from the 90s is a bit scary? Do you know what I mean?
You know, I rewatched The X-Files recently,
yeah.
So I can...
Is it unsettling?
Some
or is it
episodes
just like,
are.
Oh, this has got that weird kind of unpleasant feeling that comes with watching something from a long time ago.
Some of them are genuinely... like, because I think it still holds up. Like, I like watching The X-Files now. So I don't think there's every now and then, like if there's an episode technology based,
So many episodes...
the Tron episode, you're like, boo.
So many episodes of The X-Files are set in an office.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I guess an office is cheap.
Yeah, like, which is really good. There's one episode where it's set in like a carnival freak show, which I really like to rewatch.
That's good.
The one that's the spookiest, and it just depends on what spooks you, but this one always got to me, is the one where it's like a family of inbred hillbillies.
Oh, yeah.
And it just turns out that the bad guys are people. Like, there's no X-Files. It's just like a bunch of inbred hillbillies are the bad guys. And they're like monsters, but they're just like hella inbred, so they don't look like people anymore.
Is there not an episode of Supernatural that has kind of the same premise?
Oh, yeah.
That's copying.
No, but the X-Files one is fucked up because at one... The concept is that the mum of the inbred people, the mum and the dad had died.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so everyone's like, oh, they're just these weird brothers that live on this plot of land. And then the X-Files get called in because they find what they think is like a monster baby, but it's just a really inbred baby that had been like buried. And then it turns out that the mum is alive, but she's like limbless. And so they keep her on like a pull-out mattress kind of like under a bed. And so like the reveal of them pulling that out and then just being this limbless body, just being like, ah!
That's
awful. Terrifying.
Oh, that is scary.
I hated even hearing.
Yeah, that was bad.
That episode was banned.
Yeah,
like they don't air They don't air it on TV anymore. Like I saw that on the DVD and was like, I missed this episode. But then I was like, no, they don't air it anymore.
That's amazing and terrifying.
Yeah, it's fucking scary.
What's your favorite bread?
Passata sauce.
What?
Oh.
Passata sauce.
I wasn't sure if it sounded like you were cutely mispronouncing tomato for a second.
Tomato sauce.
Passata sauce. What is passata sauce?
Passata sauce is the tomato sauce that you make like a bolognese or a Napoli sauce from.
It's just tomato, right?
Yeah, it's just tomato and maybe a bit
salt.
Of sugar.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, got to get that sweetness in.
Huh.
So it stays good for so long.
Spaghetti is a very funny food. You know?
That was a very Christopher Walken. Spaghetti's! is a, it's a funny food.
Hey, Jack, have you considered your dress like spaghetti at the moment? Spaghetti bolognese?
You are dressed like spaghetti bolognese.
How? I'm wearing a yellow jumper.
With red on top.
I'm dressed like some spaghetti pasta that someone is like, I just want a bit of sauce.
Yes.
Just a tiny bit.
You're my favorite yellow paired with my favorite red because that's the kind of red-yellow combination that makes you think of food.
That's great. I'm like McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, you Jack. Are. You're McDonald's colored.
I'm making everyone hungry all the time.
Jack, you're looking like a snack.
Finally. That's great.
What were we saying the other week, month?
About what?
It was like a thing. It was like, I look like a snack and you... Suck.
Like a snuck? I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm sorry. It'll come to me later. Hey, I'll scream
when
it.
Someone says you look like a snack. What snack do you imagine? Because I always imagine a cute little cupcake.
Oh, I imagine like some dirty ice cream. Like not dirty as in you've dropped it, but like dirty as in like you're holding a cone and it's like dripping down and it's like real sexy.
Oh.
That's not sexy to me.
that's a mess.
Yeah, that makes me feel gross.
I'm like, fine. Oh, okay, wash your hands and then maybe we can have a hold hand.
No, you know that visual of like ice cream like dripping down all over, that
just doesn't do anything for me. I'm sorry, right. Zara.
That freak shake phase where people like dripping stuff on the outside of the cup.
Mm. What? Yeah. What?
Remember freak shakes? So you'd
I
have
do not remember freak shakes.
Like mason jars with handles.
Over the top milkshakes.
So you'd have like Jack.
I know you have.
When have I had a freak shake?
So big milkshake and then it'll be like, oh, Oreo. So it'll have like ice cream and then like some chocolate straws and then cookies and then like it just everything
I've
is
had an intense milkshake. Is that a freak shake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you? I'm just going to.
Yeah, he has.
He has. He just doesn't know.
He's just a fucking idiot.
I just don't remember having a milkshake that had stuff down the side.
Like when it has like the chocolate sauce dripping out the side. It's in a mason jar with the handle.
Oh, that's a freak shake.
Yeah and they've got all the stuff dripping outside. I'm like, oh, I wanted to eat that. And now I'm not going to lick a cup.
I am.
Okay. The problem is me, I see now.
Ice cream on the hands makes me think of like, you know when a baby eats an ice cream wrong?
Oh, I wasn't thinking of that.
Well, I know you weren't. But
I
that's
was thinking
just,
of hot manzas.
That's just what puts me in the frame of mind. Like when a baby eats or a kid eats and you're like, fucking the corners of your mouth are filthy. Christ almighty, there's ice cream dripping in your pants and you don't even care. I hate
it. It seems like such a weird thing for you personally to get upset about because you...
I drip a lot of food on myself, but I'm never happy about it. I'm never like, oh, spaghetti's just like I'm missing my mouth and rubbing it in my jumper.
You're never like 50% to pass with your food.
I'm always like, damn, that's some sour cream on my pants. The gross part about me is that I'm just like, well...
I guess that's my life now. Yeah,
exactly. Ain't no change in that. No, I don't know why I imagine a cupcake. I don't think it's sexy. That's just the snack I picture.
Yeah, that's good.
Imagine like almost like sassily drawn cartoon food. So like I imagine the word snack with like juice drops coming off of it in like a big fun color. Like, ooh, looking like a snack.
That's great. It's funny because a snack really, it's like peanut butter toast. Or like
that's a meal for me.
Crackers. Snack.
Cheese and crackers, that's a snack.
Oh, I also have had that at a meal at
We've
this house.
We've all had it as a meal before, Cass. We've all been poor uni students. But just as a snack normally for normal human beings.
Wait, what kind of meal? Because I know why I think it's a snack, but I'm curious. Like as a dinner or a lunch or what?
Dinner.
Yeah,
We've had
cheese and crackers as dinner.
Yeah.
Cheese and crackers ain't a snack. Depends how many cheese and crackers.
No, cheese and crackers are a nice little snack while you're studying.
I think you get cheese and crackers, you add a meat to that, not a snack. You add a salami.
No, if it's on a cracker, it's always a snack. If it's on some bread, it's a sandwich.
That's madness. What if we have five types of cheese, five dips, several different meats, we get some prosciutto.
Oh, you've got an antipasto going on, which is, once again, as an Italian, a snack.
Cheese platter.
Cheese platter.
To the French, a dessert. To us, a meal.
Dinner. Full on dinner.
We're always like, ooh, cheese platter for dinner? Ooh, so cheeky and frivolous.
I always like when we make a cheese platter because we just go too, like we go all out and we don't use all of it.
We open every single cheese we buy when in reality what we should do is buy five cheeses one at a time. Mm-hmm. We go through them.
Yep. Oh, that would be clever.
Every time I'm just like,
Yes. We love cheese.
We do. That's I bought who some we red, are. Red Leicestershire.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Leicestershire?
Leicestershire. Yeah,
maybe.
Yesterday, and I have been snacking on that just
well done
so
for bringing
hard.
Red back, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect fucking circle. It is delicious. I had it on a sandwich because I had some really nice deli ham as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, you can treat yourself. Toasted some ciabatta.
Oh, my God.
Red Leicester cheese, deli ham, some cue pie mayo and a sandwich. I was like, this is a decadent sandwich.
You've made me very hungry. Yeah, I just want to let you know.
I'm just trying to think, like, how can we do that tonight? I don't have a car. None of us have a car.
We're just out of luck.
I brought sourdough yesterday that I had a meal of this afternoon as toast, but I don't.
Yeah, look.
We've got none of the other ingredients.
Really I know don't. You're excited, but I brought arancini. For myself, so I'm super happy to get on
I'm going
to
make a caramel chicken for dinner. It's going to be real good. I fucked it up last time.
Tomorrow we'll
see
have
if I do
a decadent
it right this. Yes.
Red Leicestershire around.
Hey, is Gruyere a kind of cheese or just a name for cheese?
I thought it was a kind of cheese.
But I feel like, is Gruyere cheese in French?
Fromage.
No. Oh. I feel like I remember having a conversation with someone where I was like, I had this amazing Gruyere cheese. And they were like, what does that mean? And I'm like, well, like Gruyere cheese. And they're like, that's just cheese, you idiot.
Ooh.
But that's fromage, right?
Yeah.
Fromage.
Fromage.
Because I always knew because I could only order a ham and cheese sandwich when I lived in France because that's all I knew how to say.
Jambon et fromage.
That's
it. Did you ever try to learn anything else?
No. No, everyone spoke English there.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just like, ham and cheese, and I'm good.
No, we lived across. It was always like this funny little thing because like culturally their like obsession with cheese makes me almost uncomfortable because I was like, oh man, these bitches love their cheese. So we lived above a bakery and you could smell it. And so every day I'd go down and get a little croissant for myself for breakfast.
Oh, that's good.
And then one day I kind of went there for lunch because I woke up real late and I was like, oh, I wonder what their lunch food is like. And they had like cheese covered hot dogs.
Yeah.
And my dirty brain was like, fuck yeah, get that cheese covered hot dog. And I brought it upstairs and I went to sit down and eat it. And then I realized that the types of cheeses that were on it are not the types of cheese I would put
what
on a hot dog.
So
it was like camembert and blue cheese and all this fancy cheese. Yum. And I was like, nah, because I don't like soft cheeses.
Okay.
So I was like, oh no, I fucked this one up. I wanted like a dirty, fucking tasty cheese or pump action cheese, which I actually did get at Euro Disneyland, a hot dog covered in pump action cheese. And I was very happy
with
that.
That's amazing. I love at Costco, you made me think of it, the onion crank. Do you know the
onion
crank?
No.
At Costco, it's like my favorite thing in the world. And every time I go there.
Your face is lit up.
I always go there with like my family. And as we're leaving, I'm like, oh, let me just crank the onion real quick. And Ryder's like, oh, yeah, crank it. It's like a big metal box with like a handle that you can turn. Like you're, like, I don't know what.
Like an old-timey fair.
Yeah. And as you turn that out of a spout comes onion, and I just think it's the best thing in the world.
Can we borrow your parents' Costco card so we can go see this onion crank?
It's worth it for the onion crank.
Oh, their photo ID. Yeah. But I know that because I have one, so
oh,
we're
there
fine.
We go. What I love about the onion crank is that I imagine I'm like in the 1920s, and this is my weird
1920s gotta crank
joke.
Those onions!
We gotta get the onion cranker in here, and I crank away, and they're like, quicker, onion boy! I crank the onion. I love it. It's like the greatest thing in the world. The onion pours out. I'm never pouring it on a hot dog or anything. I'm just cranking onion into the abyss, but I love it so much.
Where do you get food? You're just wasting onion.
Because I'm always going out for better food afterwards.
Yeah.
Hey, $1 hot dog is good food.
Yeah, don't
bang bang.
Shine your nose at that.
That's a good bang bang. It's weird that you can get $1 hot dogs at both Costco and IKEA.
I think that's a good thing, and I'm glad that it happens in two places.
Look, me too.
You can't even make your own hot dog for a dollar.
I guess it just shows you how cheap a hot dog is.
Oh, yeah, because it's just
making
not
money
food.
Back on, like, a dollar hot dog.
It's just not food, I think. Like,
yeah,
but things like that, every time someone's like, oh, you know, hot dogs made out of all the parts of like all the gross bits. I'm like, good.
Yeah, great. We're
good. We should be eating more snout.
Yeah. I'm like, well, good. Yeah. That's a fantastic thing. I don't want anything to go to waste.
Yeah, absolutely. If someone's like, you know, there's this idea that eating an anus is wrong. But
when you eat ass, you should eat ass.
Well, if someone's like, Jackson, Say someone was like, Jackson, did you know that chocolate ice cream is made with pig's anuses? I'm still eating chocolate ice cream because I like chocolate ice cream. I haven't died yet. You know?
I'm with you, Jack. It's like when they... I'm not sure if it's an urban myth or just a fact that I've pushed real far down in my brain.
Uh-huh.
It's like the ice cream at Macca's is mainly pig fat, which doesn't sound right, but is an urban myth I have heard.
I have also heard that.
That's what people say.
That ice cream's still fucking delicious.
Whatever, I'll keep eating it. I'm not. It's like people are like, oh, you know, McDonald's isn't fresh. What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God. What?
That's where I go for my fresh food.
Holy shit. I thought I was eating healthy this whole time. Although having said that, there's that guy that got a Big Mac every day of his life, and he's in great shape. He's also very sick, but he's in great shape. I think that man's eaten like 100, like every single day his lunch is a Big Mac meal.
I don't think that's good for you.
That's not good.
Well, he's in shape.
Yeah, so...
You said he's sick.
He's ill, but his body looks good.
That's not the important fact there.
Yeah, but I think he's probably malnourished.
Yeah, I'm sure he's super malnourished.
What's he sick with?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Hunger!
Really... No, it's not just eating a Big Mac. I feel like I can't remember the doco I saw him eat it in, but...
It was Super Size Me.
Okay.
Because they go to bribe him to be like, we'll give you money to go get a Whopper instead.
Does
and he goes and gets a Whopper and he's like, I'm going to use this money that I earned to buy a Big Mac.
Fuck. I mean, at that point, I guess you're like, this is who I am. I can't change.
Yeah.
Do you ever read about those people that are like, I was reading this thing in 14 Times, actually, where it was like this woman had only had ham and cheese sandwiches her whole life. That was the only meal she'd had. And she was dying because you can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh. And the doctors were like, you need to change the way you eat. And she just couldn't. That's just crazy.
I used to date a guy who... would only eat, like, chips and chicken tenders. And I know what you're thinking. And yes, my standards are low. And that's, like, it. And because he was, like, really allergic to stuff. Like, no, he was really allergic to nuts.
Yeah.
So, and he had this really kind of, like, controlling mum. So his mum would just, like, be like, oh, well, he doesn't want to eat anything else because he's scared, so I won't push him to try new things. We were dating in our late teens. I was with him when he had his first tomato.
That's crazy.
And I had to force him to eat it. Like, I was like, eat the fucking tomato. And he's like, I don't want to. What if it kills me? I'm like, there is no nut products in this tomato.
There's no
eat
way
the
this...
fucking tomato. Yeah. But because no one had pushed him to eat anything else, he just lived on, like, chicken tenders and chips his entire life. And I found that astounding.
Yeah, that's...
Whoa.
That's like my girlfriend, up until very late in her life, had never eaten a pear.
I was at... that party where she ate her first pear.
She did. She ate her first pear for me. That's fucking romance. I don't care who you are.
Did she like it?
She said it was fine. I just can't imagine going through life and that not... Statistically, that's anomalous, right?
Yeah.
Like, you guys have both eaten pears, right?
Yeah. I think there's some fruit that you'd be like, yeah, all right, you've gone your whole day, like your whole life without having a dragon fruit.
Yeah, fair enough. Fine. Even if someone's like, I've gone my whole life without having like a rock melon. I'm like, whatever. That's weird, but whatever.
I've never eaten a whole pear.
How? What, have you just had a bite?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's weird. Yeah, I do find that odd.
Why did you not eat the whole pear? Do you not like pears?
Well, when I was younger, I didn't, but I don't think I'd ever tried one to find out. They're fine. Pears are good. We were eating pears the other day.
I really like a pear when it's underripe. Give me a hard
pear. Oh, yeah,
hard pear. Pear, good.
Mm. That's a dirty pear.
Soft pear, fuck off.
No.
Hard pear, hell yeah. That's the philosophy by which I live my life. I used to have so much more fruit as a kid, and it kind of kills me.
It's because an adult was forcing you to have them.
Yeah. Where's that adult that forced me to have fruit? Why doesn't Zammit wake me up every morning by like, oh, wait, no, he kind of does tell me to eat a lot of bananas. But I think that's just because he knows they'll go off otherwise.
I woke Jackson
about my
up
health.
The other week with a... It's 4:30 in the afternoon, Jack.
I'd woken up at 8 for a package for Zammit, and then at around 1, I'd gone back to bed.
No one saw you do that.
Well, how else did the bed get here? Oh, God, that was the worst. I was, like, just gross looking and feeling, snuggled up on the couch with one of my... You know when you're, like, so tired that your eyes don't quite open properly?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was that. And then the people came to deliver Zammit's bed, and it was the cutest guy I have ever seen. He came in and he's like, I've got the bed, and he had this very cute British accent. I was like, God damn it. Why, Jackson? Why today? He said something to me and just left, and I'm like, I don't know what he said. Is he done? I don't know. And then I just stood in the doorway for like what felt like ages, and I'm like, I'm going to shut the door, and then he turned up, and I was like, God, why was I standing in the doorway waiting for him? Look, it was a bad morning, and then they delivered the bed, and I went back to bed. It was good. And Zaman's bed is here now thanks to me, basically.
True American hero, Jackson B. Bailey.
I'm a true American flavor boy.
The Guy Fieri flavor town.
I would love to live in a world where Guy Fieri had a lot of money, so much money that he, in some crazy endeavor, tried to make Flavortown.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh.
He bought a large patch of land and was like, here, upon this stone, I will build my church of flavor.
He would totally have an onion crank.
Oh, absolutely. There'd be onion cranks in every house, as I believe there should be. I'm so sad the onion crank clearly never caught on as a kind of utensil.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon they're cooking in there?
I have no idea. I don't know if they're cooking in there or if they're pre-cooked. They come out like, you know, perfect onion for a hot dog?
Yeah.
It comes out like that.
That's...
am I cranking? To achieve what? I don't know. But
the crank's probably just for fun. It's probably just like, you crank it, it taps a button. The button's like, onion.
I wish our button said what they were doing.
Onion. Be like, God, it sounds so angry.
Just be like, oh, where's the remote for that? Okay, we should, it's a bit chilly. Hotter, 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 colder. Fan. No fan.
Television. Channel.
Channel. Louder, louder. Softer.
I like the idea that it remains the same. Jackson, could you turn that down in front of us? Yeah, of course. Softer. I am turning it down. The remote's just loud.
I like the idea of flush. Half flush.
Flush.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotta.
I've been Cass.
That was Red, I guess.
We didn't talk about Taylor Swift's Red. Oh, just fine.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com, and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.